And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to Mantra here on CITR Radio, 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath. I'll be here for the next hour playing various mantra-based music and kirtan. First track is going to be a gentleman named Vishram Bar. Sometimes just simply known as Vish. He's one of the Mayapuris, who are a kirtan group that have become quite popular in the past few years. He recorded this track on Masood Ali Khan's release entitled Hang With Angels. It's basically him doing, although he's well known for leading kirtan for his singing styles and also for his mridanga playing, mridanga being a particular kind of two-headed drum. In this piece, he's basically doing spoken word as a meditational guide, I guess you could say. It's simply entitled Breath of Krishna. So this is on the Yoga Organics label. Organization putting out some very nice music. We're going to be playing another track from Yoga Organics later on in the show, also recorded by Gore and Duke. You can give us a call if you'd like, 604-822-2487. This is Vishram Bar with Masood Ali Khan and Breath of Krishna.
Say one prayer to the Guru. ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः imagine all the love of the universe. Imagine the love. Transcendental love. And imagine the divine's love for all souls, for each one of you, unlimited souls. And that love that is stored within the divine's heart. Flows in the form of divine breath from the heart of that transcendental supreme personality, and that sound transcends from his breath into the sound, into the holes of the flute which he plays on his lotus lips. And that sound, that love in the form of breath through the sound of the flute as he plays melodiously, attracts the hearts of all the souls. Stratosphere, through the atmosphere, and enters into the ear of the bhakta, the devotee. And that sound enters through the ears into the heart, and one feels transforms within the heart. That love is Krishna's love. Coming through his magical personality of Godhead, Krishna, the very name which means all attractive, attracts all the souls and all the living entities of the worlds. And so here, listen for the sound of the divine love flowing into your hearts.
Are you walking to class? Are you grabbing a coffee? Got lunch hour to kill? We invite you to fill the silence of your day with the sound of some live music. Music on the Mind? UBC's newest student concert initiative invites the School of Music out of the concert hall into the schoolyard. 10 concerts at 5 venues on one campus. Let's get music on the mind at UBC. For more information, visit ubcmusiconthemind.com. Sponsored by CITR Radio, Vancouver, BC.
Music, the art of sound and time. Waste, to cause to lose energy, strength, or vigor. Music Waste, Vancouver's annual independent cultural festival, accepting submissions until March 31st. The festival will run from June 7th through the 10th at venues across East Vancouver and, as always, will focus on the city's more innovative and genre-defying music. Don't forget to also mark your calendars for a fundraiser planned for April 6th at the Astoria Hotel. To submit to become a part of Music Waste, just visit musicwaste.ca.
So the first track, as I was saying, was Swiss Rambar of the Maya Perez with Sued Ali Khan from Hang With Angels on Yoga Organics, with a track simply entitled Breath of Krishna. And we're going to start out the next set actually with another track from the same label, a couple known as Goray and Duke, who we also played last week on the Women's Day special. Duke Mushroom and Rachel Golub combined forces to release a really nice album of devotional dub, as they're coining it. And this track that I'm going to play is actually the first track from that release. It's called Raghupati. So some of you may be a little familiar with this particular chant. It was made very popular by gentleman Mahatma Gandhi in his era. And when they did a famous 241-mile called the Salt March to Dandi, they were chanting this mantra the whole way. It goes like this: Raghupati Raghava Rajaram Patita Bhavana Sitaram. And then there's some more parts which are not commonly sung from the same Sanskrit verses. Sitaram Sitaram Bhaja Pyare to Sitaram Ishwar Ala Terunam Sabko Sanuti De Bhagavan. So Raghupati means the head or the chief of the house of Raghu, or the Raghu dynasty. So when Sri Ram or Lord Ram appeared, according to Vedic timeline, now millions, billions of years ago in the history of the universe, he appeared in a dynasty known as the Raghu dynasty, which was named after King Raghu. And because of his position of being an avatar or an incarnation of the Supreme or the Divine, he is known as a Raghupati, the chief of the house of Raghu. Rajaram, Raj means king, so again, it's referring to King Ram. He became a king later on of the dynasty. He was known as a very noble and honest king who set the ideal example of how to run a spiritual society or a spiritually minded society, thereby elevating the consciousness of all of the citizens, which is understood as actually being the true role of a king or a leader. So Ram actually set that example. Sita was his wife and companion. She was also considered to be a shining example of very strong and truthful woman, intelligent and kind. Currently hearing by surprise Radha Swami in the background.
What really will make me happy? Unless we know who we really are, we can't understand our relationship on a deep level with other living beings or with nature. Yoga teaches us how to harmonize our body, mind, and soul in such a way that we understand our relationship with all other living beings.
So, without further ado, actually, in the background, also we're hearing from Desert Dwellers. Going to be playing a little bit more of their stuff later in the show. Also, this is Raghupati, Gore and Duke. We'll be back close to the hour in order to wrap up things, but we're going to have a nice long set in the meantime with a lot of variety of stuff.
By nature, eternal.
Hope you're doing good. You listen to CITR Radio in Vancouver.
Yeah. Thank you. wherever we may be, the strength of mind will help us in becoming successful in the struggle that we are having. And that strength of mind will come through meditation. Concentration of my mind, my unit mind, if it is concentrated, it is merged in the cosmic mind, and through meditation, the strength that we gather will help us to be successful in our actions, in our struggle, in our life.
I don't sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. Through meditation I awaken with the pace of my breath, taking up steps and moving towards the inner being, where consciousness reflects in everything I'm seeing. Don't sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. But every once in a while I'll take a rest, close the eyes, meditate, and focus the breath. Eternal self-breathing, way beyond flesh.
Way beyond flesh, but live nevertheless. Experience ever fresh, realize if ever you test, we measure success by how much we rest and release. The mother's caress and my servants observe that she's always impressed. Massaging the legs of Vishnu, one and none to shed. As opposites mesh, and reality revealing, breathing and healing. It rhymes like it was in a ceiling, fly like the birds in the sky, or emerge with the style without the feelings. For the mass appealing, grooming the garden, doing the weeding, dividing the dirt, putting the season, putting the water from the season, preparing for the season. Our growth is all that I'm seeing, and we got herbs for the seasoning. The nutrients being spreaded around comes from the presence of love embedded in sound. One pointed and focused is how we're letting it out. Prophecies found to speak of love in every village and town. One.
This is the way that we stay in the moment and keep flowing like the waves of the ocean. It's so potent it could change your emotions, but don't let it cause it stays ever flowing.
I don't sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. Through meditation I awaken with the pace of my breath, taking up steps and moving towards the inner being, where consciousness reflects in everything I'm seeing. Don't sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. But every once in a while I'll take a rest, close the eyes, meditate, focus the breath. Eternal self-breathing, way beyond flesh.
It's called Maya, we live in that illusion, trying to keep it real, but the real's so elusive. It's too swift to move with or rock with, while kung fu masters try to catch it with the chopsticks. Acknowledge our presence in my lessons, in essence I felt since adolescence. I'm blessed with a path to bliss for the fathomless, and half the spit for those who can't imagine it. I'm grabbing kids out of their state of sleep, live in the moment cause it can't wait a week. Get high like anxiety, we change society. Contemplate the practice, realize the entirety, release anxiety. Don't have a cow, time to experience the power of now. Put down the apprehension and pick up a plow, and cultivate the inner being through the power of now.
This is the way that we stay in the moment and keep flowing like the waves of the ocean. It's so potent it could change your emotions, but don't own it cause it stays ever flowing.
I don't sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. Through meditation I awaken with the pace of my breath, taking up steps and moving towards the inner being, where consciousness reflects in everything I'm seeing. Don't sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. But every once in a while I'll take a rest, close the eyes, meditate, and focus the breath. Eternal self-breathing, way beyond flesh.
I feel you waking up, with love we'll shake it up. That rod and staff you're taking up, it comforts me. You're waking up, with love we'll shake it up. That rod and staff you're taking up, it comforts me, me. I feel you're waking up, with love we'll shake it up. That rod and staff you're taking up, it comforts me, me, me.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, you remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Not just Pilate, he fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute, let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Are you walking to class? Are you grabbing a coffee? Got lunch hour to kill? We invite you to fill the silence of your day with the sound of some live music. Music on the Mind? UBC's newest student concert initiative invites the School of Music out of the concert hall into the schoolyard. 10 concerts at 5 venues on one campus. Let's get music on the mind at UBC. For more information, visit ubcmusiconthemind.com. Sponsored by CITR Radio, Vancouver, BC.
We're back here on CITR. You're listening to Mantra. We have about 10 minutes or so left. We just heard from Sri Kal. If you search on, if you Google Srikalogy, so that's Srikalogy, you'll find some of his tracks. That track was from a release entitled Sacred Hip Hop with Sri Kal and Anardi. Some really nice tracks on that CD, actually. And he has a newer one, which the name of the release I forget, but it's on that. If you Google it, you'll find it. Sri Kal's doing some very interesting things in New York, where he's based. All kinds of different gatherings and yoga sessions. Art projects. Very innovative guy. I really like what he's doing a lot. Also worked somewhat with the Yoga Organics crew as well. Earthrise Sound System, Duke Mushroom we played earlier, his collaboration with Gore. Some very interesting things going on the East Coast. On the West Coast, there's also a lot of interesting stuff going on. In Santa Monica, Tadasana Festival is coming up. There's some really amazing performers there. Some amazing yogis there. We'll also be there reporting on the festival and also doing some interviews, which will air in May. Last track could be a combination of two tracks. We're going to start off with Vishnu Jan Swami chanting Govindam Adipurusham, which then goes into the Maha Mantra, or what is sometimes called the Hare Krishna Mantra. And then also, if we have time, we're going to squeeze in a little bit from Madhava chanting the same Maha Mantra at Radha Deshamelo's just last month, or 2 months ago, in Belgium. This Saturday, there's going to be a enchant gathering at Unity Yoga and Tea House. That's 10th and Commercial Drive. This is a pretty cool gathering of people that get together to chant, to practice mantra meditation, to music and instruments. It's a by donation event, drop-in. It starts at 6 p.m. This Saturday. It's Unity Yoga and Tea House, 10th and Commercial, one block from the Broadway SkyTrain station. I'll also be attending, so please join us if you're in the area or if you're free that evening. It's definitely a fun and interesting experience. Very uplifting experience. You're going to feel better afterwards, I guarantee it. You can send us email, mantraradioshow@gmail.com. Also, on the internet, you can go to mantraradio.co for the website, and all of the podcasts from CITR are on that website. I hope you enjoyed the show. The last track, as I said, you're going to hear Vishnu Jan Swami, a very pure soul, chanting very purely. It really comes through. Also, Madhava. Can be said the same can be said about him, originally from Mauritius, now traveling around the world, performing kirtan. We'll be back next Thursday, same time, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You've been listening to Mantra. My name is Raghunath. We'll see you next week. Take care of yourselves. Namaste.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
point nine.